From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. McDonald's is moving forward with plans to reduce the use of antibiotics in its global beef supply by the end of the next year. According to AgWeb.com, McDonald's move is driven by concerns the overuse of antibiotics, important for human medicine, in farm animal production may diminish the drug's effectiveness in people. The world's largest fast food chain now becomes the largest beef buyer to address antibiotic use in cattle, potentially creating a new standard for cattle producers. A Senate hearing last week on industrial hemp has underscored the difficulties facing federal agencies trying to implement provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill so growers will be able to plant hemp next spring. AgriMarketing.com reports one of the biggest obstacles facing growers is getting FDA to legalize the use of cannabidiol, or CBD, in food and dietary supplements. FDA is trying to expedite regulations on hemp and CBD, but first must investigate the potential safety implications for long-term use of CBD. Agricultural Retailers Association President and CEO Darren Kopic says they are pleased to see EPA render a science-based decision on the crop protection product, chlorpyrifos. Kopic tells AgWire.com chlorpyrifos is a very important tool for controlling insects, resulting in the production of healthy and attractive produce for customers. Kopic adds thousands of studies support responsible use of this product and vouch for its safety when used according to label directions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.